Welcome to First Formation, spiritual exercise for Christian soldiers looking to get up and pray. Join Pew Pew HQ every weekday morning to hear the good news through grunts and with grunts in the unity of the Holy Spirit as one church forever and ever. Fall in.
Psalm 4. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O men, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? Selah. But know the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder your own hearts on your beds and be silent. Selah. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord. You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Daniel chapter 9, verses 1 to 19. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, by descendant of Mede, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, perceived in the books the number of years that, according to the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet, must pass before the end of the desolations of Jerusalem, namely 70 years. Then I turned my face to the Lord God, seeking him by prayer and pleas for mercy with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession, saying, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments, we have sinned and done wrong and acted wickedly and rebelled, turning aside from your commandments and rules. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. To you, O Lord, belongs righteousness, but to us open shame, as that day the men of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel, those who are near and those who are far away, in all the lands to which you have driven them, because of the treachery that they have committed against you. To us, O Lord, belongs open shame, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God by walking in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. All Israel has transgressed your law and turned aside, refusing to obey your voice, and the curse and oath that are written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, has been poured out upon us, because we have sinned against him. He has confirmed his words which he spoke against us and against our rulers who ruled us, by bringing upon us a great calamity. For under the whole heaven there was not to be done anything like what has been done against Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this calamity has come upon us, yet we have not entreated the favor of the Lord our God, turning from our iniquities and gaining insight by your truth. Therefore the Lord has kept ready the calamity and has brought it upon us. The Lord our God is righteous in all the works that he has done, and we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O God our Lord, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and have made a name for yourself, as at this day we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all your righteous acts, let your anger and your wrath turn away from your city Jerusalem, your holy hill, because of our sins, and for the iniquities of our fathers. Jerusalem and your people have become a byword among all who are around us. Now therefore, O our God, listen to the prayer of your servant and to his pleas for mercy, and that for your own sake, O Lord, make your face to shine upon your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city that is called by your name. For we do not present our pleas before you because of our righteousness, but because of your great mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, pay attention and act. Delay not for your own sake, O my God, because your city and your people are called by your name. 1 John 2:18-25. Children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore we know that this is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For they had been of us, they would have continued with us, but they went out that it might become plain that they are all not of us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you have all knowledge. I write to you, not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no lie is the truth. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, he who denies Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son has the Father also. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he made to us, eternal life. Good morning. This is Tim Tribble coming to you from Sacramento, California. Today's readings are Psalm 4, Daniel chapter 9, verses 1 to 19, and 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 to 25. In today's readings, we have a couple of different things going on in the psalm. This psalm is entitled, Answer Me When I Call, to the choir master with stringed instruments, a psalm of David. And this is talking about asking God to answer him because he's praying, how long shall my honor be turned to shame? How long will your love vain words and seek after? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? Well, David's having things said about him, things done to him, and he's asking God to take notice of it and to come and save him. The reading in Daniel is a little bit of history about what is going on at this time. So this is called Daniel's Prayer for His People. And this is said the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, and the descendant of Mede, he was king over the realm of the Chaldeans. So in the first year this guy was king, Daniel perceived from what the prophet Jeremiah said, that they would be enslaved for about 70 years. So this is after the fall of Jerusalem. And again, he speaks in here and goes on about how they have not followed the law of Moses. They've turned away from God. They've committed various and sundry sins. And they need to repent. And in here, and for example, verse 15, he speaks about how great the Lord was for taking him out of the land of Egypt and had made a name for himself, but in asking the Lord to come back and let them back into Jerusalem, which he describes here in verses 16, on your holy hill because of the iniquities of their father. And when will you make your face shine upon your sanctuary, which is desolate? This is again speaking of the temple in Jerusalem. And then in 1 John's reading today is the end times, a warning concerning Antichrist is the title of the section. And this is one that gets everybody riled up, and we've had all kinds. I'll be 60 in a couple of days. And my entire life has been the end times. I have seen all kinds of people being accused of being the Antichrist. It was Russia and China and different people. I'm not going to name the people, but different specific people over the years were the Antichrist. Some of them were politicians, world leaders, cult leaders, different people We get really, really caught up in this end time and Armageddon and all that. And somehow that's become our focus. Our focus is to love God and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Yes, I'm a broken record. This is my thing. And so we need to bring heaven onto earth, and that's going to get us a lot farther than worrying about, is this the end times? And is the rapture coming, Armageddon, and all this? But one of the things they talk about here, this is how to, they're talking about what an Antichrist is. And in here, it talks about, in verse 22, there are a liar who denies that Jesus is Christ, denies the Father and the Son. And then it goes on in verse 23 to say, no one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son is the Father also. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. So over the years, there's been a lot of people who have used the Bible and, quote, Christian faith, unquote, to better themselves. They have their own agendas and things that they want to accomplish. And this is a warning. And how do you know? Like I said, in my lifetime, there's been lots of people and nations, you know, that have been, you know, there's a line in Revelation about Gog and Magog, and there was a whole thing when, you know, 40-ish plus years ago, that was China and then Communist Russia, the USSR, and all this stuff. And it gets really confusing, and it gets away from the message. And this is, in here, it says, those who deny that Jesus is Christ. And one of the ways that you can do that, and it's not just saying Jesus isn't the Christ, that's a little obvious, but there are more subtle ways that it is done. And one of those, how to tell someone is a quote true believer, unquote, is how they conduct themselves. And again, we go back to the Great Commission, the New Covenant. Love God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. If someone is purporting something out there, they're putting something out and even flying under a, quote, Christian, unquote, flag. If they are preaching something that is not loving their neighbor as themselves, that's not what Jesus taught. So that would be denying Jesus. You can't say Jesus is God's son and then turn around and do the exact opposite of what Jesus said to do. So love your neighbor as yourself. Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And again, be more worried about yourself and what you're doing and how you're acting and behaving, and not so much about everyone else. In one of the commentaries that I was reading today in preparation for this, and this comes from the NRSV Cultural Background Study Bible by Zondervan in 2019, they talk about that this was something that, you know, they don't even know how long it is. In Jewish thinkers, there was a wide range of views, like 40 to 400 years. There'd be antichrists, there'd be many antichrists. Even in the Jewish tradition, they highlighted various rulers, oppressive Roman empires, even an oppressive high priest. So, nobody knows. And it's more important that we look at how we are conducting ourselves and what we're doing in our lives and how we are fulfilling the new covenant of loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself. Amen.
A prayer for the unity of the church from the Book of Common Prayer. O God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our only Savior, the Prince of Peace, give us grace seriously to lay to heart the great dangers we are in by our unhappy divisions. Take away all hatred and prejudice and whatever else may hinder us from godly union and concord, that, as there is but one body and one spirit, one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, so we may be all of one heart and of one soul, united in one holy bond of truth and peace, of faith and charity, and may with one mind and one mouth glorify you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for falling in to First Formation, where Pew Pew HQ shares morning prayers for the humble, hardy folk caught in the crosshairs of God and country. If you like what you've heard, you can participate in one of the three following ways. First, you can support the podcast by clicking the link in the show notes. Or, if you serve military families, subscribe to First Forward, a paid subscription feed providing commentary on Sunday lectionary texts a week in advance. Use it for sermon prep or just because you support the troops. Second, you can become a co-host by recording a lectionary reading for a future episode. Instruction will be provided, and you don't have to be a grunt to collaborate with Pew Pew HQ in this or any way. Finally, you can also record and send prayer requests of a minute or less. Prayers can be included in an episode, read anonymously if you wish, or kept private for me to pray for off of air. So there you have it. Three ways to participate in First Formation. I hope you'll continue to listen, even if I haven't convinced you to fall in. This has been Brother Logan Isaac, always faithful, always family. Semper Familia.